right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to continue with this article quickly before we go to the phone lines. Dr. Carity and I made different decisions about the COVID vaccination. I suffer from a chronic autoimmune disease and take immune suppressant medications that increase the risk of upper respiratory infection. It made sense for me to get vaccinated. Notwithstanding the medical unknowns and the vaccines linked to fetal cell lines originally procured from aborted children, I have argued that a pro-lifer can, in good conscience, receive the vaccine. But to say that people may do so isn't to say that they must or should be forced to do so. Now, I want to put a pin in it there. We know what's coming. What are we going to do in January, February, and March when the death toll exceeds, you know, almost what we dealt with on last year? What are we going to say and do when we get to the over a million deaths that are sure to come?
I believe we're already there. I mean, we've gotten pretty bad at keeping track of these numbers in a cogent way. I mean, I think we're already there.
I believe we are too, Evan. But we do know that what is coming is going to be even horrendous, even more horrendous. And when you hear, you know, the nurses, the doctors who remember the horror of last year, who are trying to warn us, and we just ignore it. Why? Because we are like spoiled children as Americans. We are not going to do what is in the best interest of all of us. We're only going to do what's in the best interest of ourselves. And never mind the outcomes. We already know what the outcomes are going to be, Evan, and yet we say, my having, you know, fun supersedes that. Are you aware that in New Orleans, the Mardi Gras is already scheduled to come back in full regalia in January, knowing full well that we are in a full-blown, what's the word I'm looking for?
The pandemic, man, yes.
Well, yeah, the pandemic. And the increase of this illness through, you know, Delta wasn't bad enough, but there's Omicron, and we know that stuff is spreading before we get into all of these things.
Yeah, the first death from Omicron was discovered yesterday, the first death in America, and it was an unvaccinated person that had been infected prior.
And even if we, and once we see this, and we ignore it, and then when we are forced to deal with what is going to be almost, man, the worst time almost in the history of this nation. There's no exaggeration in that. With the amount of lives that are going to be lost, wasted, more so than in full-out wars, man. That just try to, in full out combat and wars with planes and bombs.
And part of me has to say, you know, since we've been through this before, at what point does responsibility from the government end? You know, because now we're in the situation where, you know, you have small business owners, you have people, you know, people in the gig economy that rely on day-to-day transactions. What do we do here?
Well, I think what we should do is always
thank you for calling.
Focus on life. Hey, what's more important than that? Well, we got to make sure that the economy doesn't suffer at the expense of life. To hell with the economy. Nothing more important than life. I don't care who gives a rip about whether the gross national product, you know, falls some. Who gives a rip? You should be concerned about the life of others. And if they are not concerned about their own. And it is tragic that we have so many people who have drank the Kool-Aid. I keep hearing people on the right. Well, we don't want to get back to this. We don't want to get back to that. Not even realizing that the reason things weren't worse than they were last year was the shutdown. And maybe had we heeded what was going on last year, we wouldn't be where we are right now at a point again, almost starting over from a year ago. So I get it. You want to make sure that we don't miss out on the holiday, you know. Never mind the people who are in the hospitals, the nurses and the doctors who aren't going to get a chance to enjoy their holidays with their loved ones because they're busy. They're busy dealing with hard-headed people who didn't could care less about them. You can't say to me, not in good conscience, that you want to make sure that you enjoy your holiday, and then you come down and I sick with the virus, and those nurses and doctors who had to ignore their families to save your raggedy behind. I'm sorry, but that's what it comes down to. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingham Show. You want to go see your family? Get yourself right. We'll be right back.